Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It's a power hour. We're at 45, maybe 30. We'll try for 45.
It's 25. It's
25. Oh, you guys.
Hey, we were
for like a
synchronized
brief,
there.
For a brief second there, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
These angels?
On some person's screen, we were in sync.
Yeah.
Whoever had the least delay when got in sync.
It sounded good. Okay. And I know we're going to have to do a fucking, I've been digging into the World Cup, like World Cup's on right now, FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, we have to do.
Oh, buddy, that's going to be a Sports Conspirators 100%. Like,
buddy, there are literally bodies stacked underneath that stadium.
Dude, it's literally Firefest over there. Like,
yeah,
international like journalists and stuff that are trying to report on the World Cup and stuff, like they pull out cameras and like security guards are like breaking their cameras, taking their cameras. They're like, nope.
And have you seen? Oh, go ahead, Zal.
I was going to say, if you've never listened to our podcast before, that's Braden.
Oh yeah.
Oh, are we?
I'm Zal.
And we're recording, or we're like live? Is this?
Yeah.
And that's Andrew.
Holy fuck. Yeah, that's me.
The reason I want that is that's how I line up the audio.
Oh.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? It's absolutely, dude, it's fire.
Okay, no,
fire
so are we actually, is the power hour on?
That's what we're saying. This started.
No, it's gone. It's on.
How do you think we normally intro these things?
Not like that.
We do it like properly? Like, yeah, like not like this at all.
Well, how do we normally do
it? I don't think we've ever done one like this.
Well, you don't usually break out into a final countdown.
That was part of it too.
Well, normally we're never in
tune.
I hope
people got to hear that because that's the most beautiful.
That's all part of it. We're not removing any of that.
I think that's a normal part.
This is completely live. I'm not editing anything on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't talk shit about Qatar yet because we got to save that for Sports Conspirators.
Well, no, it's going to be.
We can get a brief, just a brief little, what's up on
like the amount of like bribing coming out of like. Basically, everyone's pockets are getting lined in this one.
The first match with Qatar, that offside that they called on, I think it was it Portugal that they played? I have to look it up.
I think it was Argentina.
Or Argentina? It was hilarious.
It wasn't offside.
Not even close.
But like...
They still lost, but...
Buddy, throwing millions of dollars paid. Like, they're saying that they've spent like... It's like something like $300 billion on these fucking stadiums. They had to build a city. An entire
they built
city.
All of this shit for the World Cup.
Yeah. And they're like, there's only 350,000 people that are actually like Qataris. And the country has like 3 million.
And half that population died building these fucking things.
Yeah.
Literally.
They built, threw out all work safe standards.
Dude, an entire city with skyscrapers was built in a decade.
Boys, they hired Ramses II to fucking contract this build. All right? This is not good.
But we'll get into the depths of it in the upcoming season two of Sports Conspirators.
Just conspiracy aside, just the fact that in order to host the cup, like host the World Cup, they had to like say they're going to supply alcohol at the stadiums. And then a couple of days before they're like, we're not doing that.
Well, it's haram.
You can't
serve alcohol. Alcohol is haram.
Well, that's what I mean. With any international event.
Is that the gorilla?
Oh, Harambe. Haram is anything that's
against
Islam.
Oh,
yeah. Anything that's against Islam is haram.
Well, that's what I mean. So in international events, like if you choose a religion, that's fine. But as soon as religion and state are merged in a country and that becomes the law, how do you accommodate international?
Fuck yeah.
So I'm reading. I hear what you're trying to say. You're trying to be like very like incited, but what you're really saying is that you draw the line with, if there's international competition, you should be able to drink beer.
You should be able to drink beer if the host country says you can drink beer, and up until 2 days before they go, nah, you can't drink beer.
No, it's haram.
Come on. No way. You can drink in the fan zone.
They're literally,
how are we going to get 100,000 people drinking in the fan zone? They got the riot police out trying to fucking beat people back because there's nowhere to drink.
Budweiser is one of the sponsors, and you can't even drink beer.
That's what I mean.
It's hilarious.
That was the requirement to host the World Cup.
And you can see the fans are miserable.
It's terrible.
Every single one that gets interviewed on the street, they're like, "This is just a bad vibe." There's an off vibe.
This was supposed to happen. It's the greatest World Cup ever. Everyone might be thinking, "Man, I kind of remember that the World Cup's more in the summer months." It's because it normally is. They had to move it because they soon realized that the heat there,
seriously,
everyone would be dead. There was ideas of like making like basically a giant floating like football field with like drones to make shade over the arenas. Like it's insane.
Well, average temperature is 40 plus degrees all the time.
I'll
take that over this right now though.
But apparently
cook me.
40 degrees, that's too hot.
Yeah, let's not get it. We got to save it.
We'll save it. But there's
I got bigger news. Fucking way bigger news.
Bigger news?
Huge news. Probably bigger than anything.
If you say the curse is over one more time.
Yeah, if you talk about the curse one more time.
I'm telling you right now, first of all, curse is over.
Oh my.
All right.
Get rid of him.
That's fine, but this is the news.
Okay, good.
Are you ready for this? I'm just going to read the tagline.
I love it.
And you're going to be hooked. Angler reels in massive 67-pound goldfish named the Carrot. All right. A 42-year-old fisherman in the UK caught a fucking, it's like a 15-year-old goldfish that's 67 pounds. Like, look at this. Can you see?
Holy shit.
Look at the size of that
fucking thing. God.
That's the Carrot.
That's a Magikarp.
If you flush a goldfish and it's not dead, it's just going to keep growing to its environment. So someone flushed it into a lake and that thing kept fucking growing forever.
That thing's mid turning into a Gyarados though. That's like mid evolution.
Yeah.
Like that's not normal.
It's swelling from a Magikarp to Gyarados. Pounders.
Is that the biggest? That must be like
that's got to be
biggest goldfish.
I saw that. I was like, this is amazing.
Biggest goldfish.
Did you guys see that post on our social media of Facebook duck or alien theorite groups? Someone posted that like the ancient turtle shell.
Oh, it's yeah, huge, man.
Right?
Oh, it's like a 12-foot shell or something.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, I thought when I I approved that post and I was like, oh, Facebook is going to false news this one.
Yeah, we're going to get fucking shut down again.
And then it got posted and I was like,
boys, it's legit. Maybe this entire time these ancient civilizations we were talking about were just Ninja Turtles.
Giant
Ninja Turtles.
Just giant Ninja Turtles fucking ruling the world back in the day.
Well, they do. The Sumerians have the pictures of like the fish and the turtle and the bird giants. There you go.
That's what it is.
Giant evil.
Sumerians had it right.
They knew best.
I mean, one of these imaginary characters is probably going to be real, right?
Oh, but logically, that would make the most sense that is in fact.
There's a little more information about that goldfish. It actually might break the world record for goldfish.
It's got it, man.
Because it was just caught like a day or two ago. So,
boys, the Carrot.
They're looking into the records of like, has anyone actually caught a goldfish?
Hey, listen, I don't trust any fishing anymore. Gut that thing. That thing's full of weights.
Oh, full weights.
All right, full
that's
weights.
A big boy though, buddy. That's a big girl though. Like that's fuck, you could fit a big you could fit a fucking 45 plate in that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's humongous.
That thing, you cut that thing open, it's going to be a bunch of like fucking license plates and somebody's hand and shit like that. The carrot's been...
Yeah. Oh, the yeah, carrot.
Yeah, it's stupid, the carrot.
Stupid. You know what's funny? Where is this?
Somewhere in the UK.
I hope someone sues him and says that's their pet. No, that's my pet, goldfish.
Yeah, people in the UK don't fuck around like that. They'll tell them to fuck off.
Yeah. Fucking wanker.
Yeah.
Jog on. I like that. But, dude, so yeah, I've been...
Top that news, pal.
Yeah, nothing beats the carrot, sorry.
Nothing beats the
boys.
Goldfish.
Boys.
I've been like, I found it so weird. Like, one of the things is like this FTX scandal. Like, if you haven't...
Okay, let's go with that.
Following that on the cryptocurrency, like...
Is that the crypto orgy crew?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the crypto orgy crew.
Basically, you know, just lost billions of dollars of investor money because they were basically gambling investor money. You know, loose, you know, as Dan would, good thing he's not here in this one, but like the big issue right now is they're saying that like because FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried or Fried, whatever the fuck his last name is, he was like the second largest donor to the Democratic Party. And then they're like, and then this is the shitty tie. Well, he also donated a lot to the Republican Party too, but not nearly as much, right? So he was trying to sway like SEC and like get some favorable regulation, right? And then obviously...
Well, smart man, you back the one you think's going to win, yeah, right?
Or the one that's in power currently, right? So the government then is, you know, is right now, we got the Russian-Ukraine war going on. United States government is sending funds to the Ukraine and of like military packages, like helicopters, like not a lot of it is just cash, right? Not a lot is money. Ukraine is one of the biggest investors into FTX. Yeah.
Well, dude, it's a crazy... So I have a timeline up from the website, thestreet.com. They get a crypto website.
Streets.
The Street. It's pretty much just all
ran
started
by crypto nerds.
It all started. I'm not like, I got into crypto just a little bit because I had a little FOMO. Just like, I'll just buy a little bit just in case. I'm not going to throw my eggs in one basket because this seems like a bad risk for me.
This might shock you.
It might shock you.
But I actually don't, I don't own any crypto.
You don't own it. Yeah. Andrew doesn't own any crypto.
I don't have any.
Not
yeah,
one this might fucking be shocking. Coin.
I don't
not
know.
Not even a Dogecoin.
Nothing, boys.
Nothing.
Not a fucking cent.
So November 2nd, CoinDesk, which is a crypto, one of the main crypto websites, posted an article raising concern about the financial health of FTX and Alameda Research, which is pretty much, they're owned by the same people.
Yeah, it's Sam's other company.
What's his name? It's fucking Sam Bankman-Fried and Tara McAuley?
If you've ever watched a video with either two of them, you go like, you just shake your head. You're like, nope.
Who the fuck are these?
Why? Guys? What do you mean?
They're absolute nerds. Well, and not good nerds. No.
Is that not shocking?
No.
Yeah, but that's what I would assume. I would assume a couple fucking neck beards be running this company like this.
Not even like this. Not like a good nerd where they're like, I can't function in society because I'm too smart. Not that kind of nerd. Not like a cool nerd.
What do you mean, like incel nerd?
Kind of. Where you're just like, you hear them talk and you're like, this, like,
it's stinky nerds.
Yeah.
Okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So after that article was raised, what the billionaire Changpeng Zhao,
which is CEO of
Binance.
Yeah, he's a straight G.
CEO of Binance said he's going to sell about $530 million in response to the CoinDesk information. And that triggered a run, pretty much a bank run on not a bank, a traditional bank, but crypto bank. Everyone started freaking out. Oh, this thing's going down. It's going down. And FTX, wasn't it touted as like the exchange? Like this is a foolproof, super
My
solid.
My dumb ass knew about it because I remember Larry David did a Super Bowl commercial. And
dude,
a lot of people did.
The funny thing about it, Larry called it because at the end of that commercial, he goes, I don't think so. Not for me.
Yeah.
And Larry David was right. Listen to Larry David. There is some like more lingering conspiracy about like how that kind of took place is that there was some like other crypto, you know, Three Arrows Capital and some other ones that went belly up a little earlier this year that they say that Sam Bankman-Fried may have had a hand in helping like pull a bank run and basically they're basically going for a power grab of who can be the king of like crypto exchanges.
Crypto, yeah.
And unfortunately, like because the Bitcoin, the crypto, the whole market took a huge hit, Alameda Research, which he owns, there's like was in ruin, right? Because they had so many crypto investments that he used user funds from FTX basically to transfer over to Alameda to like keep that business afloat. And one of the theories is that like CZ, the owner of Binance, saw this happening because everything on crypto wallets exchanges, you know, you can find. And he kind of like looked into their businesses and was like, this is not really good. And a rumor is it privately, CZ offered to help and be like, you're doing something wrong. And he was basically told like, go fuck yourself. And that's when he sent out a tweet being like, just so everyone knows, like, I don't think that FTX is solvent and I'm going to sell all of my $2 billion worth of my FTT tokens, which is the FTX coins, which then everyone's like, holy shit, he's going to sell $2 billion. They flood FTX to pull their money out. Crashes
and there's
it.
No money.
There's no money.
Because the buddy fucking embezzled it all.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right? Wow. Then it goes even crazier because, dude, they had celebrity endorsements like what's Mr. Happy or whatever the fuck that he is. And then Kevin O'Leary.
Who?
Kevin, he's like Mr. Happy, they call him. He's on Dragon's Den and Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. Kevin O'Leary, the Canadian dude.
Yeah, yeah. So he was like heavily involved.
The only other person I know that's half Irish and half Lebanese.
Listen to this. This is the
guy on the planet.
This is the craziest.
He's half Lebanese?
Yeah, he's half Leb, half
Irish. Oh, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, the hairline.
he's one of the people, the spokespeople and, you know, very prominent backer of FTX and stuff. But like all these people are like, oh yeah, like, you know, FTX, this is the way to go. This is the future. Dude, they didn't even have a board of directors. They didn't have balance books. Like at no point in time did they know how much funds they had.
They had no corporate oversight pretty much at all.
Nothing. And they were getting government grants and shit, right? It's because they were just giving the money to the government. So everyone's just like,
it's who cares? Big deal.
We got all this money. Who cares? Let's look at a blind eye. Crazy shit going on is that after this all happens, the weird thing is if you go to Kevin O'Leary's TikTok and stuff.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. That's what it is. Mr. Wonderful. All his TikToks, they're like, he's like talking good about FTX and like, oh, you know, like I would, Sam's such a good guy. I would reinvest with him. Rumor is some other like prominent crypto, you know, characters, BitBoy Crypto and some other ones have like announced they're like, these are just some like social media crypto big figures. And,
sound like SoundCloud.
They've been saying rappers. That it's been reported that people visited Kevin O'Leary at his house and threatened him with violence if he said anything bad or untowards towards FTX. And so all of a sudden he's got like, it's the weirdest thing. Cause like FTX is don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. It's down, it's dead. It's unbelievable. And he's just like, yeah, it's good. It's good. Like, you know, what they're trying to do is good. It's like, everything was bad. People need to go to jail. And so this is...
Are people going to jail?
No, well, yeah, dude, because the FBI is more concerned with Ticketmaster jacking prices, like, honestly.
Well, that's pretty fucked up, yeah, though, man. 30 up, G's to go see Taylor Swift, like, yeah. Eh.
Yeah, so we kind of skipped over it, but on that day when like that half a billion went, then through the run, $5 billion was removed, trying to be removed. And on November 6th, $5 billion in one day.
Yeah. Well, and then, so then after they freeze everything, this gets even worse. After they freeze everything, they have remaining, basically what comes out, they're like, they file for bankruptcy. And they're like, they have $600 million. So of this like $10 billion they're supposed to have of user funds and shit that's supposed to be secure, that was never secure, they have $600 million. Like, this is what we have. The next day after reporting this, they get hacked, all $600 million drained. The remaining money gets drained.
Do you think they actually got hacked?
No!
Yeah.
Absolutely not did they get hacked.
Yeah.
So Sam or, you know, one of the inside, like, that's obviously an inside job, right? Of them just like, oh, let's just steal the rest. Right? It's all gone
anyways. And not get in trouble for
it. Right? They probably funneled it some others, a bunch of crypto wallets, and they're just going to sit on it. But yeah, it's actually unbelievable. But apparently, like, Sam Bankman-Fried's actually, like, he's quite a prominent hacker. So like,
oh, he's like a tech genius guy.
Yeah. So one people say like, they're like, he's the prime suspect. Everyone's like, dude, this is like, if it's not you, you better point to who it is because you look guilty as shit. And he's just chilling in the Bahamas or Bermuda or wherever.
It's wild, but it's not 67-pound goldfish wild.
Yeah. No. It's not as good as the carrot, unfortunately. No. But I mean, this is
crazy, man. Somebody's going to get murdered. How much do you want to bet?
Oh,
somebody dies over this.
Yeah,
for sure.
I bet someone already has. We just don't know about it. Like, this is the
China's going to send those fucking cops that they have in Canada fucking down south.
Yeah.
Go take care of business.
Like, this whole thing is fucking crazy because Binance was actually in the process of buying FTX.
Yeah.
And when one of their tweets was, as a result of corporate due diligence, as well as the latest news reports regarding mishandled customer funds and alleged U.S. agency investigations, we have decided that we will not pursue the potential acquisition.
And so, for those reasons, we are out.
So get this.
And then Robinhood and Coinbase, their stocks are falling. This whole thing has come. The crypto world is pretty much crumbling at this point.
What about
Piper? No. It goes back to one of the fundamentals when you first start reading crypto. Not your keys, not your crypto, right? If you have anything on exchange that's giving you high yield where you can't move that crypto to your own cold storage, it's not your crypto. And this just proves that yet again.
This just proves that a huge proportion of the crypto market is based on speculation and people trying to make a quick buck because they think they can. Not that saying that crypto in its essence, like its meaning, is not valuable. Like, there's only a couple though that are real crypto at this point now. Bitcoin is separate from this whole thing. Bitcoin is still Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's just all the organizations controlling the, like, making up, pretty much making up their own markets as this all came.
Well, it's a lot of, I think where the corruption comes, it comes from truly what I think is people in the space trying to make money off people who have FOMO, like, oh, want to get in. So like, you give me your money, I will, you know, my company will buy your crypto for you and hold it for you, right? And then, like, on these exchanges, like, well, it's not your crypto then, right? Like, that defeats the purpose of crypto. So,
yeah. And then it was November 9th. Bankman-Fried pretty much meets one of the investors and says, without like a huge influx of cash, without like billions more dollars, we're gonna have to file for
cash
bankruptcy.
You hacked,
and all your money is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Oh. Fucking awesome.
So then there was some
the regulators go on to like freeze FTX assets. Like, it's fucking
okay. You want to hear
corruptible company of all time.
You want to hear the craziest part about this entire story?
Yeah.
So the director and writer of the movie The Big Short. Right? Okay. You guys see that movie? It was
the financial movie.
Yeah. great movie.
Yeah.
So the writer of
Christian Bale,
right? The writer of that for the last 3 months has been with Sam Bankman-Fried writing a book. And he was with him during this whole collapse. Like, he's been with him in real time as all this scandal has been going. So it's like, dude, The Big Short 2 is going to be so fucking good. I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
It's fucking wild, man.
Yeah.
Why? Like, he just wanted to make a movie about crypto, or did he like think things were going
to
come and collapse?
To be honest, what I think, what I'm guessing and what we're going to see is, dude, the guy was living with 10 people. They were having this weird orgy where they were all in a polyamorous relationship. He was just spending people's money. He was like just living large. So I think what I think happened was anyone who was kind of aware of what was happening.
What you're saying, this guy's a couple fucking tigers short of being the nerd Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Like full montage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I get that.
It's what I think has happened is people got out like something's wrong here. Like people probably in the know were like, yo, something's up. Right. And this caught wind. And it was just one of those things where he was around being like, this is going to collapse.
Hey, never get high on your own supply.
Yeah.
He got high on his own supply.
He pretty much thought he was never going to get caught or was never going to come crashing down on him. What it seemed like.
Oh, he's like 23 years old with 30.
That's what I was giving all these nerds money.
Dude,
he's going crazy.
Right now, I think he has the fastest, like the biggest loss in history. He went from like $32 billion to zero overnight. His net worth.
But you know he's got money though.
Oh yeah, he's got $600 million of customer funds he stole.
He's got Swiss bank accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the investigation keeps going on November 13th. They pretty much deduce that there must be a back door in their system. And that's allowing him to transfer funds without like alerting auditors.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
he invented it.
There's no back door. I never put a back door in the software. It's not been so impossible.
Dude, it's like one of the biggest heists in history.
It's insane.
You imagine if he just like pulled like a dollar out of everybody's account, like just slowly, random. You know, he probably would have never got caught, but he took it all.
Well, the thing I think, like truly, what he was doing is when the crypto market was hot, like when it was hot in like last November, October, November, when it was just things were hot, you like couldn't lose anything you put your money in, you were making money. So I think he was just like he saw an opportunity to be like, I can double this. And I think it was just one of those things where it's like, he just invests it and then he's just like,
busted.
Take a hit, huge hit. And
nerds are going down. Like that Elizabeth Holmes chick just got sentenced too, right? The Theranos lady. She basically did the same fucking thing.
I'm not familiar. I seen that headline, but I'm not really familiar with that story.
She started that company where basically, I'm going to fucking butcher this. She was inventing some type of medical device where it's like all that would take is a, like basically like, you know, when you take a glucometer reading, you just prick your finger.
Yeah.
Right.
And you could do that, like that amount of blood, and they could basically like
see everything
that they need to see, like
cancer screening and all.
Everything. And this device never fucking
worked. It was nothing. It was nothing better than a fucking glucose level.
Yeah, like blood sugar.
Blood sugar, yeah.
Yeah.
Like we already have
diabetes.
She just got sentenced. What did she get? I want to fuck it.
I think she got a lot.
Yeah, but she fucked over a lot of people too, man. Like 11 years in prison.
Right. And then, so here's a statement by Maxine Waters, who is I think she's a Republican or something. A member of government of some kind. The fall of FTX has posed tremendous harm to over 1 million users, many of whom were everyday people who invested their hard-earned savings into FTX, only to watch it all disappear within a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Gone. Poof. Poof. Dust. Sucks, man.
It's sad. Well, I imagine it's going to be mostly like wealthy people losing their money.
A million people are invested in this thing. Oh, and there's not a million extremely wealthy people.
So, and then like now it's coming out too that like FTX was using funds to buy homes for employees. So like FTX was using funds and then buying homes for people and putting it in their names.
How long was this place, this company, like, existent for? I don't understand. Like, how did
four
they five blow
years.
Through all
this? Dude, it's they. Oh. And one of the things is because, like, I watched an interview with the CZ, the owner of Binance, and he's like, well, did you know were there any precursors? And he goes, yeah, there was precursors. He goes, did you see what they were doing for marketing? He's like, they were in the World Series. All the umpires and stuff had FTX logos. They had Super Bowl ads. Matt Damon was telling people to invest FTX, right? Larry David, like,
people are
all
trying
these
to sue people who endorsed it too.
Yeah. He's like, all these people, he had all these celebrities endorsement. And he goes, I can't afford that. He's like, we can't afford that. And I run the biggest exchange. So right away I can just do some simple math and go, something's wrong here. Where is he getting all this money? Right? He's like, so it just didn't quickly add up. And then same thing with Elon Musk came out and said, he's like, when Elon Musk was buying Twitter, Sam Bankman-Fried came and said, yeah, I'll throw in $3 billion. And Elon was like, that is really strange that someone just has $3 billion liquid, like, just ready to go. And then he's like, my bullshit meters went off. So I just said, no, like, I'm not interested in...
Yeah, I have $3 billion in cash. Like,
liquid funds.
Yeah, you're just, like, do you have it in, like, cash?
You got to remember, a lot of these ultra-rich billionaires, they're asset-rich. It's not like they just have a fucking pool of, you know, Scrooge McDuck money.
Yeah, most of it's shares in companies.
They would do loans. They would do personal loans from Alameda. So FTX would send money to Alameda. Then Alameda, because it didn't have the same oversight, would give personal loans. Some of the loans were like upwards of millions of dollars for personal loans to employees and executives of FTX.
Buddy, Barry Sherman was doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Greasy bastards.
Yeah, it's absolutely... Right? They had no, like, barely any financial statements. Like, they had just no idea how much cash they had. It's unbelievable. It just that it was allowed to run this long. And again, the second largest donor to the Democratic Party. Right? It's just a bad look.
Not a good look. It's not a good look.
I mean, you shouldn't have, if you want to fix politics in the States, I mean, it's not a political show, but you got way too much money in there.
Oh yeah.
Like, there's no caps on fucking corporate donations or personal. People just putting millions, or in this case, sounds like billions of dollars.
I'll say, there's a crazy fact. I'm Canadian, so
we can say whatever we want.
I'm an object. I'm just viewing from afar. But it seems very
Dan's
strange
not here.
To me.
He can't,
like,
hurt you.
Nancy Pelosi, who's the House Speaker. Her and her husband are, like, the goats of investing.
I wonder why.
Right? They don't have any information.
The greatest invest... Like, honestly, their portfolios and their portfolio moves are the greatest of all times. They sell before stuff tanks and they buy before stuff skyrockets. Like clockwork. You want to make some money? Just follow Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio. And just, like, buy the same stuff she's buying and sell the same stuff she's selling, because the Pelosis do not miss.
No, they're balling out of control. Except for, didn't Buddy just get, like, partially, like,
yeah, he got attacked.
He got hammered or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But he got, like, hammered, but weren't the cops present or something? Or what was the fucking story there?
Well, I don't know, but like
shitty cops.
It
must be those Uvalde cops.
It's just one of those things where I was like, and I don't know enough and I haven't read about it because... It's just, I don't, to be honest, don't really like looking into that political stuff that much. It doesn't affect me as a Canadian. No, but I was like, really. As a House Speaker in these times, like the husband of the House Speaker, I was like, I just think from myself, I would have just assumed that there was some sort of security detail on all these like high profile politicians and their families. Eh. Right? And it was like, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. But I have no ideas, but... It's a weird one. But yeah, it's like, it's both sides, to be honest. One side, like, just, you know, one side does it in shadows. One side's a little more upfront about it, right? It's, what are you going to do? That's the shitty thing about a two-party system. Get another party, right? Get another party.
Those independent runners.
Yeah, but they have no money, right?
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's fucking, I mean, the States is, it's fun to watch from a distance.
It really is.
It's entertainment. It's like the best TV you can, the best like reality show you can watch is American Politics. Like what's going on down there? Who's doing what? Wait, how does the president only get paid $400,000 yet he's worth $50 million? Nancy Pelosi, what's her salary? Probably not more than the president, and she's worth probably more.
Out of control.
How do these people get so rich without, like, this is impossible.
One of the things Dan said, because when I was talking with Dan, and he's not here to get mad at me, but he's one of the times I was talking to him about, and I said, I was like,
but he's waking up out of sleep, like he's in a dead sleep right now, and he's waking up.
Yeah, he's hearing it
that you're talking. But
he was like,
you better not say nothing about the Clintons.
It was like right before midterms, he was like, oh, you know, we got to do good in the midterms. I was like, I asked him, I was like, does it not concern you at all? Like, because from an outside, I was like, that a politician just smashes every kind of investment trader, like, you know, investment firms. She's the goat of trading, her and her husband. Does that not worry you at all? And like his response was like, well, we got to vote to change policy. I was like, yeah, but you're voting the people that are doing this right now. Right? Like that's who you're voting for. And they're doing this. They're abusing the current system for their own personal gain. Right? And if that's the people you need to vote, are they going to be interested in changing the policy to stop themselves from doing that? Right? It's like, well, those are the rules now.
They just make all the money now.
Yeah.
They make all the money now. So then when they voted in, they don't need.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, yeah, you need to change, but you only have these two parties. And it's like, dude, it's like from up here, it's like, they're both sour. You're like, oh, it's just.
We got our own problems too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, we did.
The next ones.
Every democracy got their own problems. So some of them are much bigger than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to pay attention. Just fucking poke around in
absolutely.
There. Absolutely. Just listen. From a distance. Nothing we can do.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest scandal that hit Canada the longest time was we had a bunch of trucks honking.
The honking. 2022.
Yeah, it's so funny. I like every now and then I'll watch those emergency acts and it'll be like the like coverage of it. And it's like, they'll be like, you were inciting violence. And he's like, Pat King is up there. And he's like, no, I was not. I'm a peaceful protester. And then they'll play video clips of him being like, I'll fucking kill him. I'll fucking kill him. And he's like, I'm playing a character. That's not me. I'm like, oh, it's funny.
That's a great out though. Just a character.
Well, that's what I would say if we ever get in trouble on this show. Oh, it's a character.
It's a character.
I'm a good old Christian boy.
It's not me.
What else we got for...
I think it's not going to be quite a power hour, but we got to talk about the Artemis mission.
Yeah.
So we've kind of been poking around this through space news over the last couple of years. So the Artemis mission is pretty much, in a nutshell, they're going to place a space station in orbit between the Earth and the Moon, using that as a kind of like halfway point for crewed missions to the Moon. So Artemis is going to be powered by the Space Launch System, the biggest, most powerful rocket ever built on planet Earth. And they've had multiple test launches that have been pulled last minute because of like fuel leaks and potential extremely explosive safety hazards, let's say, at the very least. So it was like in August and September, and we finally had on November 16th, Artemis 1, which is the uncrewed mission to the Moon,
launched. So when you say, the crewed mission, these are guys that are not stopping at stop signs or flipping everybody off, and the uncrewed, these are the like pleasant ones listening to soft rock on the way to the Moon? Or like, explain that shit to me. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
In a little more literal sense, there's no crew on the first one, and eventually there will eventually be human people on future missions.
Let's see what you're saying.
Yes, I could see how that could be misconstrued there with a late night, slightly intoxicated slur. No big deal.
Yeah.
So Artemis launched on November 16th and was successful. launched aboard this, I think this SLS. I think they could have come up with a better name. Space Launch System. Like, come on, bigger.
Yeah.
The Tesla's what? The big fucking rocket?
Yeah, BFG. BFG. I like that.
Cooler. Yeah. That's way cooler. Anyway, the SLS launched, generating 8 million pounds of thrust on takeoff, which is about... to me, it seems a little crazy. That's only 1.3 million pounds more than the Saturn rocket of the Apollo missions. What's this fucking 50 years ago?
It's almost as heavy as that fucking goldfish.
They blend them up for jet fuel. That's what it is. So they launched. It was successful. And they are actually just... They've got to the moon, like uncrewed back to the moon. So Artemis 1 is successful. Artemis 2... It's probably going to be pushed further
TBD.
I think this one's 2 years late. So the next one was supposed to be 2024. You're probably expecting that 2026. I doubt. I remember when we talked about this early in space news, like back in 2017, maybe it was, the mission was 2024 boots on the moon.
Yeah.
You kiss that goodbye. You're 2028, 2030. If ever.
Yeah.
It's because there's no more. With the Apollo missions, the potential loss of life, people are like, you might have to die to go to the moon. Now they're like, no one will die going to the moon. So we'll just postpone and postpone and postpone until we're 100% sure. So that might just be forever. Like, we're never going to be 100% sure. Ooh. You're not going to blow up on the rocket. So we may never send you.
Yeah, I think it's... And to be honest, like, I think Mars looks more appealing than the moon.
That's what I mean, though. If you can't get to the moon, you can't get to Mars. There's no way.
Yeah. And you can't get to Mars if you've never been to the moon.
Because the moon's only, 400,000 kilometers away?
Yeah.
Not that far. As far as space
travel. Fucking zeitgeist would run there.
One fell swoop. Yeah. Get up and go. I don't know. It's fun to... It's cool that there is a new kind of space race. And you had China with those rovers on the moon not that long ago.
Yeah, it'd be...
Who's next boots on the moon with that actual legit 4K camera that doesn't have to be like upsampled and re-rendered and remastered to make it look good?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, what it's like. The other kind of news is that, like, it's just been kind of popping up. We haven't talked about it yet, is... you know, Elon Musk took over Twitter. He's now unbanning everyone that was
permanently banned.
But Twitter's been awesome.
Yeah, like,
I haven't been on Twitter
forever. Has been.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't been on Twitter forever, and people would be like, "Well, that's because get mad at some whatever." I was like, "No one should get it. It's a private company, but if it's for what it's for, everyone should be able on it. You don't like someone, block them yourselves." Yeah. You don't have to listen.
As long as you're not openly spouting off hate speech.
It's same as like people go to a Donald Trump rally and it's like, I don't like what he has to say, so I'm not going to go. Same thing with Twitter. Block him. You don't have to read his tweets. There's a block function. Silence it. But that doesn't mean that I think anyone... Do I think I agree with what he says? No. Do I think it's funny what he says? Yeah, I do. I think everything he says is really funny.
I mean, when I was scrolling... Listen, when I was scrolling through my feed the other day and... I saw, like, I follow a lot of fucking NFL players, whatever, for sports news, and I saw someone like a tweet, and it caught my eye, so I'm scrolling, and I see that this tweet is by Kanye West, and it says, Shalom, with a smiley face.
Fresh off his ban for being anti-Semite? I was like, oh my God. Fucking hilarious. No, like, that's funny. It's funny. Like, the anti-Semitism, not
I can see
funny.
How it's not funny to...
Yes.
To the Jewish community.
Yes, but as
like
from
that,
like a funny standpoint, like, I can also see how it's really funny. Well,
he's doing it to be a fucking prick.
Yeah, it's to me, that's funny. But I get it.
I was like, how the fuck did he get back on here, man?
Yeah. He did a testing one. He's like testing, making sure Twitter's working. Okay? Yeah. Followed up with Shalom.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's funny. Hilarious. Funny stuff. Not the anti-Semitism. Just
I didn't even follow the con. I didn't follow that story at all. I had no idea what was going on there.
Oh, it's honestly, it's a little bit ridiculous, to be honest. And
he's been saying some stupid shit.
100%. But
it must have been.
But here's the thing.
The guy's off his meds.
Yeah, but that's my point. He's off his meds. Well, we know he's severe bipolar.
We created this monster.
Yeah.
We've deified this fucking rando dude who's got some borderline personality disorder or whatever he's dealing with, some bipolar. And we've deified him and made him a fucking billionaire. And now he's using his platforms that we've given him because we've made him this superhuman fucking because he makes music. And now he's gone fucking nuts. And we're shocked by this.
I think it's worse than that because I'm like, he's come up before and been like, yeah, when I'm off my meds and I find myself unbalanced, like I'm not in control. I say these weird shit. And then the second he starts going off the rails, everyone's like, what a piece of shit. And I'm like, my first thought, I was like, oh, he's having a manic episode or something, or like delusions of grandeur, and he's off his meds, or the meds have stopped working. And it was like, I thought it was so funny where it's like, we're in this day and age where it's like, we're all about mental health. We're all about mental health until someone has a big enough platform that has openly said they have mental health issues, starts spouting off when it may or maybe it's not. But it sure seems like he was in the midst of some sort of crisis. He was saying this, and just how quick everyone was to vilify him and not be like, hey, maybe let's just mute this guy for a little bit. I think he might have some mental health issues.
If you stop acknowledging it, he's going to stop.
Yeah. But it's like,
does he have a new album coming out?
No.
I don't know.
Because if he's having big publicity right now.
I haven't listened since.
Did you see the White Lives Matter shit?
No, I don't pay attention to anything.
So he came out, he had a fashion show with all black models, and he had them all come out wearing shirts that said White Lives Matter. And that everyone's fucking losing their minds. I was like, well, he obviously wants publicity. He's killing it. Like the guys, just everyone, all eyes on him. But like, I was like, this guy's off his rocker.
Man, he's got to find a way to sell those fucking shitty shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good looking shoes.
Oh, they look like Crocs.
Yeah.
They're fucking weird.
Fancy Crocs.
I don't understand it. Or the other ones look like they're fucking crocheted.
Yeah. You know how fast those are falling apart?
It blows my mind when people are like, yeah, fuck, wait in line.
You guys threw my $300 in line for shoes?
They're $300, some of them. And they're like crochet shoes or glorified Crocs.
I think they're more than that.
I bought the same pair of shoes 9 times.
Yeah, Skechers.
I buy Skechers as well, but I buy black Vans once a year.
Yeah.
I've done them for years.
Buddy.
$70. Hilarious. It's slip-on or lace-up black Vans. I know exactly how they fit.
I got a couple exactly of Jordans, how they look. Nothing crazy.
I tell you, I'm pure the two-way Skechers. That's all I buy now because they're the most versatile shoe, right?
Andrew looks like a shoe collector.
Yeah.
I'm not.
He collects a lot of shit. You collect G.I. Joes.
I collect
a bunch of shit. You probably have a fucking closet full of Nikes right now.
I don't have a closet full. I got it. I have
just a couple.
I have three pairs. I got the fucking Uncle Drew Kyries that I haven't worn. Kept those in the box. I got
That's kind of cool though.
I got a pair of Jordan 1s that I got a deal on that I'm going to break in this summer. And then I've got a pair of fucking Jordan 4s. But no, I don't give a fuck. I bought them to wear them. But I only got, believe me, listen, I got super lucky. My uncle bought a storage locker. And the shoes, there was 3 boxes of shoes in there.
Like storage not the style? Just bought
yeah,
one
he
randomly.
Bought one of those. Yeah, he bought them and he's like, these shoes don't fit anybody else. Like, they're too small. Like, what size are you feeling?
Yeah.
8.5? He's like, perfect. Come get them. I got those and I got some fucking Spider-Man 3 t-shirts.
Yeah. Still in the bag. Those were cool.
This was awesome, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to flip those, but I think I'm going to end up just keeping them.
But yeah, Twitter's been I've just been glued to my Twitter. It's weird because I haven't seen anything about the goldfish on Twitter. Like that wasn't trending and I feel like it should be
that's
up there.
That's because they're trying to hide it, man.
Weren't people just doing spoof accounts now? Parodies? Is that what's going on?
Dude.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, dude.
That is the worst for fucking sports, man. Like you got these randos that are breaking news and you're like, oh, fuck. Like, and then you click on it and it's just
spoof. Dude,
Joe Blow 69.
Because isn't it the rule is as long as it says like spoof or parody account?
It was... The funny thing was... And again, this is why Twitter's been awesome lately. There was that like... Maybe you can still do it, but I think it was paused. You could get yourself verified for $8. Right. And then you can change your name so you could have a badge with like, so you could be Elon Musk. Obviously, your handle would still be whatever your handle is. But for everyone that would just quickly look, it would be Elon Musk with a badge. Oh. And what's her name?
Did you see that? Yeah. That the singer.
No, not the
singer. She had her. Yeah. She had her name Kathy. Is Christmas.
Oh
no! Okay,
this one. So this is funny.
Okay, I'll tell this one. This one. Yours is funnier. Yeah. I don't know.
So
don't
Kathy know Griffin, who's funnier, who hates Elon Musk, pays the $8, gets verified, changes her handle to Elon Musk, changes her picture to Elon Musk because everyone was saying like, now anyone can impersonate anyone. So he comes out and says like, any accounts impersonating someone that doesn't have like parody in their account will be banned. He goes on a huge ban, bans everyone. Kathy Griffin, who had a Elon Musk parody page, which was her real Kathy Griffin page, gets banned, even though it said parody. People start outraging. They go to Elon Musk. They're like, you fucking baby. You banned Kathy Griffin for impersonating you? He goes, no, I didn't. I banned her for impersonating a comedian. I was like, funny. Oh, that's savage. That's hilarious.
He's pretty funny. Yeah. So this chick, I'll forget what it, she's a singer. And she had a fucking, she had a whole plan. She changed her name to fucking Christmas. And she like tweeted at Elon Musk being like, my name's stuck like this. Like, can you make a way that I can change my fucking name? Because she's verified.
Yeah.
And she wanted her name changed. And he says, yeah, like you should be good now. And she changed her name to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Nice.
And to punish her, he changed her name to Fart. Right. That's good, right? Oh, I gotta
That's
find
so
out
funny.
Who it was.
Doja Cat.
Doja
Cat, yeah.
So you're just telling me Twitter's fun again is what you're saying.
Yeah, Twitter is fun again. So now Doja Cat's verified name is Fart.
Yeah, like that's hilarious. Right? Oh, I fucking died.
You know
looking
what?
At that exchange.
People like to freak out about everything. I bet you gave Elon Musk a few months on Twitter and it's normal. It's just back to being one of the big three fucking social medias. And
it was hilarious scrolling people being like, well, this is my last tweet. I just want to say this.
Listen, if you have to announce your last tweet, your last post on social media, just don't. It's stupid.
But
here's the thing.
Because Twitter's the one that I use.
But then you're deleting it, which if you're deleting it, you're deleting all your posts. So if I'm reading your post, it says I'm deleting my Twitter, which means you have it. You
goodbye, cruel world. I will be leaving Twitter today. It's my last post. I fucking hate this place. You guys are all assholes.
As if anyone cares.
No one gives a fuck,
dude. The internet.
No one
is,
cares.
Like the rule number one of internet is like the internet, right from like the first person who ever posted a photo has been savage. Like people are ruthless
on
the internet.
No one gives a shit if you're leaving at all. So
when people like, dude, there's the most savage places on the entire internet are Twitter and your local rant and rave
Reddit.
Groups.
No, Reddit's
pretty
Reddit
bad
too.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad. Just like, dude, you post anything there and you're just getting roasted. But the whining,
some
I love
of the
that.
Greatest things I've ever seen are those fucking roast me's on Reddit. Like phenomenal.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's funny.
It blows my mind how hilarious people are.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about leaving Twitter, just leave. Don't have to say you're leaving. Don't post a big story.
Or
I wish I could.
Just don't be a little bitch and don't leave and have fun enjoying all the crazy shit that's going on.
I wish I could leave. I waste so much time on
it. Oh, dude, Twitter's been my go-to social media app, which has been awesome.
Do you have a personal account or you just go on our account?
I go on our account.
There you go. Sweet.
I never tweet anything. I just lurking all the time.
That's something I've been using the sports con one and I've been getting into some fucking conversations and I'm like, I might be getting us some bad
reviews. You should start dropping the pod link into every fucking chat you find. Just drop it everywhere.
Well,
fucking boom, 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 boom.
I was drunk the other night and I made a post making fun of who was it? I was like watching Gaia and it was like something about alien hybrids. And then this guy who talking had like a six head going on. And so then I posted just a screenshot of his face. And I was like, you're not fooling anyone. And then I tagged him in it. But then I don't know if it's still there. Let's see if I can find it.
He probably deleted his Twitter account.
Oh yeah, this guy, David Wilcock. Yeah, and I said, David Wilcock out here talking about hybrids like he isn't one. Hashtag six head. And it's just a picture of him like sitting all pompous with his enormous forehead. It's unbelievable.
Shave the head, Wilcox. Come on.
Yeah.
Get over with. What are you waiting for?
Well, it's a weird looking. Like it's a weird looking. I wonder if I can
strip the band-aid off, bud.
Oh, I was sharing. That didn't work.
Oh, buddy, don't fucking melt her down again.
Yeah, just take it easy.
Don't fucking melt her down again.
You see that?
Oh, yeah, it's deep. But he's still got a thick head of hair up top there.
He's got great head of hair, but his forehead is as big as his face.
Yeah, yeah, right? It's huge.
Right? It's a double decker.
That guy's a gray for sure.
Right?
He's got a little double chin going.
Like,
on
look at look at where the top of his head goes, and now imagine if that was scalp.
That's true.
Right? That would be unbelievable. He'd look like a cone head.
Maybe he's got a piece on.
We could have a
piece. Oh my God. He could have a piece.
If anyone sees David Wilcox in public, give it a little yank. Just to see.
I'm going to start a Twitter. I'm going to tweet him tonight. I'm going to say, you're not fooling anyone with that wig.
And then invite him on the show.
Yeah. Prove it.
On the show.
That'd be pretty funny.
Anyways, let's wrap this power hour up. That was fun. Right. There's some stuff to pay attention to. Shit's happening.
And depending on when this comes out, I'm not really sure. Either Dan will be back or Dan won't be back.
Who knows?
Who knows? Or, I mean, he's always been here. He might be willing to participate because we might not be doing any more murders.
No more murders.
So.
All right. Let's end it. Peace, everybody.
Peace, everybody.
It's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.